This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way. We're also on Gab, the same way. And when Parler comes back, we'll be there the same way. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of the things that we have over there. All right, joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Governor Cuomo is in just big-time trouble. Now, Governor Cuomo's top aide yesterday tried to, I don't know if she tried to walk her comments back, but it kind of sounded like it, defending the comments made to lawmakers this week. It's criticism over the state's handling of the nursing home deaths during the COVID-19 pandemic has now morphed into calls for a criminal probe and the resignation of Cuomo.
Yes, it has. And he's still blaming, or the word coming out of his office is to still blame the Trump administration,
yeah,
which you know, clearly can't do. Now,
no.
We tend to forget. Let's understand a couple of things here. Every single time, and it was every day, that the White House was on the conference calls with the governors across the United States during the you know, shank of the pandemic last year.
Yep.
Any governor that requested anything, the Trump White House granted their request.
Yep.
They never said no to a single governor. Never.
Yep.
In the case of California and New York, Trump sent the mercy ships. In New York, they paid, the federal government paid for the field hospital to be stood up at the Javits Center.
Yep.
And then here comes Samaritan's Purse, who put up a huge field hospital at Central Park.
Right.
Now, remember carefully, Governor Cuomo charged the higher payroll tax to the employees of Samaritan's Purse.
Yes,
you remember
did.
That?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
And so what Samaritan's Purse did was, out of their funds, they paid the higher tax rate to those employees to compensate them because of what Cuomo did against Samaritan's Purse.
Mm-hmm.
So for Cuomo to put an excuse on anybody else other than himself is really what the focus needs to be on. He was never told no. There was a big, huge thing about ventilators. And, Mr. President, which is it, you know, which person do you want us to allow to die because we don't have enough ventilators? Then you remember any ventilators that we have in the United States, everything is being rerouted to New York.
You bet.
I mean, and then we remember the scandal that there was some money that was earmarked for New York to buy more ventilators long before the pandemic, and they gave it up, and then they sold the reserves that they had elsewhere. Do you remember all that?
I do.
Okay. So in the middle of the pandemic, too, he drafts an executive order. And inside that executive order was also a waiver that he put in for protection of his self, his staff, those at the hospitals, and those at the nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why did he send these people to the nursing homes to start with? Because you get more money
right
for patients in the hospital under the whole Medicare thing than you do in the nursing homes.
Correct.
And so he wanted to keep the hospital functioning, and he didn't care about the nursing homes.
Yeah, I believe it's $8,000 more, I think.
I don't know. I have no idea what that number is. But I will say this. We're going to, there's going to be more uncovered here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the decent thing for Cuomo to do would be to come out and make some kind of a statement, if for nothing else, to apologize for the for the lies of the numbers that were reported to the victims' families.
Yes.
And he hasn't done that. So there's impeachment that's being called for, resignation that's being called for, but when his aide said a criminal probe from the Department of Justice, she was right. There, if the Biden Department of Justice is doing the right thing, they would have a criminal probe on this thing now, and the same thing out of the Southern District of New York.
Right, and there is a bipartisan group of New York state legislators that have brought it into, before the state attorney general, but we doubt that's going to go anywhere.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. It would be, if they chose not to do anything, then that just adds to the scandal.
Yeah, and this is not going to go away anytime soon, I don't believe. Do you?
No, heck no.
Okay. All right, well, folks, here comes the music. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the Lincoln Project, because remember those clowns over there and all the noise they were making? And they're done. It's over. But for all the wrong reasons, I'll tell you what, we'll be right back, and Denise and I will tell you about that. And then we're going to talk about a little something else. You talk about hypocrisy. We got it.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And a friendly reminder, today I'll be down at Sarasota at Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds at Fruitville and Tuttle for the Two Guys Gun Show. They're back down there in Sarasota. They're bigger and better than ever. They'll be there Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. They have the concealed carry class going on, too, if you want to take that and get your certification so you can get your permit. But here's the deal. If you go online to the website, twoguysshows.com, get yourself a discount ticket, sign up for the concealed carry class while you're there. That would save you a whole bunch of time from having to stand in line and whatnot. And remember, Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows have one of the most modern, up-to-date guns, tactical equipment, knives, bows and arrows, fishing equipment, military surplus equipment, and general outdoor stuff there as well. It's something for everyone is there, literally. Bring the kids, come out, have a great time. I'll be there today from 10 to 2, 10 to 2, so hope to see many of you down there. We've already been told many of you will be there. All right, back to Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Morning.
The Lincoln Project. Al thinks somebody needs to go to jail quick.
Well, I mean, nobody goes to jail, especially quickly, when it comes to things like this. I mean, Kevin Kleinsmith didn't even go to jail. But anyway, the FBI is allegedly investigating John Weaver over there at the Lincoln Project. Now, here's an interesting thing. The Lincoln Project was all air quotes Republicans that didn't like Trump. They were anti-Trumpers, which included Kellyanne Conway's husband, George Conway.
Yep.
And several others. John Weaver, the one person in question, actually worked with McCain and John, what's his name, out of Ohio? Kasich.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now, of the money that was raised, close to around $90 million, not only was that money raised to be run ads and whatnot against Trump, but all of Trump's allies. And they worked on key states, including Arizona, Texas, Florida, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. But they didn't use all that money for that. I did see a couple ads running here in the state of Florida. But the rest of the money, somewhere around 50 to 60 million, these guys pocketed.
Yeah.
And the one that resigned yesterday, Smith, he bought himself a big fancy $1 million house in Utah. There's going to be more that will be bubbling to the surface on this one. And it will also include Bill Kristol.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, of course. See, he was running an organization after he left the Weekly Standard a long time ago. He ran a thing called Defending Democracy Together. And Defending Democracy Together partnered with the Lincoln Project. So, yeah, this one, we also have the eBay founder in all of this, too. So I just would say, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. This one's going to get very, very interesting on who knew what. Because remember, Karl Rove, back in the 80s, made a statement about John Weaver.
Yes.
And he was ridiculed for it, I think, by the New York Times. So Karl Rove just went, okay, I'll just leave it out there. I'm not apologizing for anything, but it's kind of like, don't say I didn't warn you. And all these years later, look what we have.
Now, what are we to think when we have the White House Assistant Communications Director, Mr. Ducklow, going after a female reporter who apparently wrote a story about him and his Axios reporter girlfriend, which wasn't a bad story, but yet he threatened to destroy her for the story that she wrote. I don't know what he was all...
Inside his threats to destroy her, he said and wrote some very, very disgusting, horrible, horrible things. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Ducklow works directly for Jen Psaki.
Yep.
Now, this all happened several weeks ago, by the way.
Wow.
Yes. And it only comes to the surface when the article is about to come out. So then Jen Psaki has to get in front of it. Now, the big question is, how much does Joe Biden know, and when did he know it? Because remember, he made a campaign promise.
Boy, joy.
Anybody in my White House that treats anybody with disrespect, blah, 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 I will fire. And he repeated
fired
it.
Him on the spot.
Fire
mm-hmm.
on the spot.
Yep.
Well, this
mm-hmm.
cat Ducklow only gets suspended 1 week without pay.
Right. Yep.
So where's Jill? Where's Jill Biden in all of this?
Yeah.
Jill.
Yeah.
Dr. Jill.
Paging Dr. Jill. Paging Dr. Jill. Yeah. Well, this just stinks.
That's an understatement.
I know, but I had to say it that way. Okay, so the Biden administration yesterday announced plans for tens of thousands of people who are seeking asylum and have been forced to wait in Mexico under a Trump-era policy called the Remain in Mexico program to be allowed into the U.S. while their cases wind through the immigration courts. Now, the first wave is about 25,000 asylum seekers. They will be allowed to come into the United States on February.
We're going to get them. We're understand this. we're going to get them. Mm-hmm. We're actually not waiting for these people to show up. We're going into Mexico and bringing them here. Our government is grabbing these people. Get on the bus. We're bringing you here.
Wonderful.
That's where we are.
Well, it's going to be about 70,000 people, we were told, that were all involved in this program.
Mm-hmm. Right. We're going to get them. We're not following law. We're actually actively bringing them here. Put that in your pipe and smoke it for a while.
Well, I don't have a pipe, so I don't smoke, so neither of that will work. Okay, voters in Pennsylvania are going to decide at least three state constitutional amendments on May the 18th, including two that would alter the governor's emergency powers. Legislative Republicans have proposed those two amendments in response to Governor Tom Wolf, who happens to be a Democrat, emergency orders that were related to the coronavirus pandemic that have kept the thing dragging and dragging and dragging and dragging in Pennsylvania.
Well, while they're at it, they really need to be talking about some of the emergency powers of their mayors, especially the one in Philadelphia, and their attorneys general, or their district attorneys, their prosecutors, because they're not prosecuting. They have the same kind of operation as they do in California, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. They're not prosecuting anybody in the whole no bail thing. So I would say that their legislature has an awful lot of work in front of them.
Yep. Now, you know the name Jennifer Lawrence?
I do.
Okay, she's a Twitter user who accused U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell and other Democrats of manipulating images of her tweets that were shown during Swalwell's remarks this week at the...
What they did was they put a blue check on her name, and she's never been validated as a, you know, a dignitary on Twitter.
Right.
So the blue check was a phony, and it was Swalwell that put it there.
Is he an attorney?
I have no idea. But that's not the only tweet. There was a couple others that were done by J.D. Raskin. They altered, and what they forgot to do was fix the date at the bottom of the tweet. Because the tweet was actually done in last year.
Uh-huh.
But they altered the tweet and then forgot to put this year, 2021, date on it. So they got caught on that one, too.
Alrighty.
But you had to have watched the episode to see it.
Alrighty, we will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend and stay warm up on the mountaintop. Alright, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former President Trump's lawyers took about 3 hours to present their defense. Among other things, they argued that Trump is a victim of cancel culture. The former president's lawyers called the impeachment trial a witch hunt. Attorney Michael Vanderveen argued that Trump's remarks on January 6th, stoking his supporters, was no different than the language politicians have used for decades.
No thinking person could seriously believe that the president's January 6th speech on the Ellipse was in any way an incitement to violence or insurrection.
But some Trump supporters, who now face criminal charges for the riot, said they were acting at Trump's behest. And Democrats also played videos of the insurrectionists shouting at police that they were in the right because they had been sent there by Trump. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. I'll tell you all about where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. Find out more about them by going online, naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy is a place where I encourage you to go and take a tour of one of their two facilities. Now, they have a facility in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and they have another one down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay over in Clearwater. But either way, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Now, their website is naa.edu, and believe me, when you take that tour, you're going to find out what they're all about. No questions asked, no question that can't be asked by the people that are there. So check them out, National Aviation Academy.
Now, the U.S. Navy has a regulation for everything, it sometimes seems, and kicking enlisted sailors out for a supremacist or extremist conduct is no exception. But the Navy has no idea how many sailors it's booted out for extremist activity. They have not been keeping track. We'll see how fast that changes. Military officials are overseeing the authorization process to launch nuclear weapons. They were unaware that on January the 6th, that then Vice President Mike Pence's military aide was carrying the nuclear football, and it was potentially in danger as rioters got close to the violent Capitol insurrection, according to the Defense Department. Now, that is being reported by CNN. It has not been verified. Again, CNN reported that. It has not been verified. Now, the new Biden administration has been reversing many of the Trump administration's policies in areas such as immigration and energy. But when it comes to confronting China's actions in the South China Sea at the highest levels of power, the song remains the same. So we'll see how that plays out. 3 weeks later, or 3 weeks after President Joe Biden declared an end to the national emergency at the border, there's no word on when the thousands of troops deployed on the U.S.-Mexican border will be going home. Also, the U.S. Army is evaluating a new version of its general gender-neutral Army combat fitness test, one that would likely create gender-specific evaluation categories for men and women when it comes time for a promotion. We'll see how that works out. That'll be interesting, huh? By the way, the USS Donald Cook has concluded its Black Sea operations this week. They're headed back to their home port. And negotiators are making headway but have yet to clinch a deal over Japanese support for approximately 54,000 American troops in the country, according to the State Department, but they're working on it now. The Department of Defense has invited BOA Biomedical, ex-Theramedical, to join a trial of dialysis-like treatments for the blood purification that the military has to have. The Defense Department also has administered more than 800,000 coronavirus vaccines to its personnel so far, as active duty troops begin heading out to help the general public get vaccinated as well. And the Pentagon's new China task force will continue work already being done at the Pentagon by taking a hard look at the defense industry supply chain and potential backdoor ties to China in funding and supplies. We'll see how that works out. And the White House named a leader for the SolarWinds hack response after criticism. Obviously, there'd be plenty of criticism for that. So, the top security, cybersecurity advisor is now leading that investigation over there. By the way, Zach Iskol has twice fought to secure a U.S. Visa for interpreters who fought alongside him in war zones. He's been successful only once, as veterans are now hailing the ordered review of the visa program for Iraq and Afghan military interpreters, which has been authorized by President Joe Biden. Now, that is a good thing, so kudos to him for doing that. Now, Fort Hood is about to receive $1.65 billion for housing, daycare, unit facilities for the next 10 years as the Army, along with the private housing company, has pledged funds to improve infrastructure at the base. And that's very well needed. born of the Cold War and launched with enough firepower to destroy well over a dozen Soviet cities with a single salvo, the USS Ohio, the most fearsome U.S. Navy weapon in the Pacific, the largest submarine in the United States Navy, out at sea. But they're no longer carrying nuclear missiles. They're carrying the land base weapons, Tomahawks. Moving things around, the Navy is. Some things change and some things don't. Now, before we go to a break, I want to mention that Alan Dershowitz last night was on Fox, and he has a reputation for being a tough instructor. To get an A with him is a major accomplishment. And when Sean Hannity interviewed him last night about the Trump defense lawyers and how they did yesterday, he says, I'll give them an A plus. They did exactly what they had to do. Exactly what they had to do. How about that? How about that? And the other thing, when they vote to, when they don't have enough votes to impeach Donald Trump, and that becomes an acquittal, Senator John Thune, who is a Republican from South Dakota, indicated yesterday that he might be open to pursuing a censure against Donald Trump. Well, they just need to sit down, calm down, and stop the nonsense. It's not helping anybody. Just like Joy Reid with her comments. The GOP is becoming a domestic terrorist group. Who does that help? Nobody. It's time for the rhetoric to take a vacation. To stop all this nonsense. Now, will it? Don't know. But it would be nice, wouldn't it? It would be nice. So we'll see where we go with all of this. Because they just can't keep doing this. It's not good for the country. It's not good for the people. It keeps people at each other's throats. But then again, maybe that's what the Democrats want, because it's obvious. To me, anyway, it's obvious that they don't want to calm things down. They want to keep it going. All right. We'll be back with the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Meantime, I'm going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You know, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you just might love the Mouse Acura RDX that's out there and the MDX. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away a leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a standard 345 horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good. Oh. I sat in one in the showroom and cranked it up, and oh, my goodness. But anyway, Moss Acura, and Moss is spelled M-E-U-S, offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, for veterans, first responders, and pastors, too. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue, right next to the Moss Nissan dealership. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you, because that is going to open the door for you and save you money. When you walk in the door at Moss Nissan or Moss Acura, you tell them right away, the captain sent me, and watch and see what happens. Well, it's Valentine's Day weekend. Tomorrow will be Valentine's Day. Many of the ladies out there are expecting flowers, candy, breakfast in bed, a fancy lunch, whatever the deal might happen to be. But if you're looking forward to the annual celebration of romance, you might be on the short end of the stick, because most people, according to a Rasmussen Report survey, most people don't look forward to Valentine's Day. Now, only 36% of American adults today say that they're looking forward to Valentine's Day, while 24% say that it's a day that they dread, and 40% are saying they just flat out don't care. So Valentine's Day does not have the meaning that it used to have anymore. What a shame. By the way, little Dr. Fauci and his National Institutes of Health, NIH, which has an immense $41.7 billion annual budget, funded handsomely by the U.S. government. It's a medical research agency. Well, seems a little old professor by the name of Lin Chang, a 43-year-old member of the Thousand Talents Program operated by the Chinese government to transfer original ideas, technology, and intellectual property from foreign institutions, especially American colleges, wound up getting a grant of $1.75 million to conduct research that he stole for China, according to a federal indictment. Now, this is not the first time something like this has happened. It happens on a very too frequent base across the country because of all the Chinese nationals that are in this country that are supposed to be here as students or whatever. Now, for decades, many of the institutions have been deeply impacted by Chinese infiltrators stealing highly valuable intellectual property. A recent U.S. Senate investigation determined that not only has America funded research that's long been stolen by China, but that the work is helping the communist nation meet its goal of becoming a world leader in science and technology. Now, China has used hundreds of government-funded talent recruitment plans, such as the TTP, to incentivize individuals engaged in research and development in the U.S. to transmit information in exchange for salaries, research funding, lab space, and other perks. The communists then use the American research for their own economic and military gains. And again, according to an NIH investigation that started more than 2 years ago, it appears that the bulk of the ousted researchers that were caught received generous grants from the NIH, which annually invests tens of billions of dollars in medical research by giving around 50,000 grants to more than 300,000 researchers at more than 2,500 universities, medical schools, and other institutions throughout the country. And only 10% of the agency's budget supports projects conducted by scientists in its own lab in Bethesda, Maryland. That makes no sense to me. That makes absolutely no sense to me. So here we go again. By the way, we talked about this earlier, but I'm going to mention it again. Let's not forget Joe Biden threatened to fire anybody on the spot who disrespected anybody for any reason. I saw the video of it myself last night. And now the Biden White House is rocked by a staffer scandal, the threat to destroy a woman for reporting on the deputy spokesman. The deputy spokesman was suspended for just 1 week despite Joe's promise for decency. Of course, the media is outraged over it because Biden didn't do what he said he was going to do. Who knows what's going to happen next? Certainly it's weird to say the least. By the way, the House Democrat is calling for a $2,000 a month payment to illegal aliens once they come into this country. $2,000 a month. Wow. Got to be out of your mind. By the way, Janet Yellen plans to create a Treasury climate czar. You heard me right. A Treasury climate czar. Now, the lockdown bust in the United Kingdom has cost their economy the biggest drop in 300-plus years. How's that working out for them right now? It's not, is it? It's not. Oh, and by the way, before I run out of time here, I will be down in Sarasota at the Robarts Arena for the Two Guys Gun Show today, 10 to 2. But don't forget to check out Mixon's Groveside Cafe there in Bradenton, inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm retail store. Now, they're located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. I'm going to try to slip in there this afternoon sometime after 2 o'clock and grab one of the captain's clubs and take it along with me back home to eat. I'm going to try to do that. Hopefully, I'll be able to do that. All depends on how fast I can get my table tore down and all that and be up and out the road. Sometimes when you try to leave, it doesn't quite work that way. Because everybody walks up to you and goes, hey, you know, because they get there late. Now, I'll stick around if I have to, but I don't normally do that. And good morning to Martin. Thank you very much for the kind words, Martin. James, same to you. George, same to you. Jeff, already talked to you earlier. Paul from Moss Nissan, Newport Richey. Hope you're doing well, Paul. And Diane. And hope everybody's doing well that's made the last few comments there. We appreciate everybody very much for liking the program and following along. And again, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, 2525 27th Street, South Bradenton, Florida. Go on in there. Try the Captain's Club. Oh, my goodness. You are going to love it. You are going to love it. It's named after me, so I wouldn't let him do that if it wasn't good. You know that. But try it. See what happens. And don't forget that for everybody that's out there today, we hope that you stay out of trouble. And for those of you up north, the weather is just horrible across much of the country. Please be careful. The freezing cold temperatures, I don't need to tell anybody that knows about northern weather and frostbite, but it's definitely part of the discussion this weekend up in the north. So everybody have a great day, great weekend. I'll see you all on Sunday, which will be Valentine's Day. And then I might even have a Valentine's song.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.